This is Developer Diaries, where we get into the hearts and minds of the developers making the apps that we love. And with us today is Jing Chan. Jing, thanks for coming down.
Yeah, appreciate having me.
Oh, anytime. Well, if you're going to be making apps like CamWow, then we're going to have you down all the time. Awesome. So, first of all, let's talk about CamWow. Well, no. First of all, let's talk about you.
Okay.
Well, how long have you been developing? When did this start for you?
Being an entrepreneur started just about 3 years ago, at the end of 2010 for me. But in terms of developing, I've been developing since I was maybe 10 years old. So
really?
A really long time, yeah.
Awesome. What was the first thing you developed?
The first thing I developed was, I think, on the 486 in QBasic. I mean, we had, like, my brother and I were sitting in front of the computer, and we made these little text adventure things. It was really basic. No one would ever look at it.
No, that's how they all start. It's how we all started back then.
Yeah,
are you proud of it?
it's a fond memory. And, from there, you just kind of build on top of it and keep improving what you do. And then eventually you think that you can make it on your own, and you just give it a shot. And that's kind of what happened.
So you decided to start a company.
Yeah, Jolly Dream Studios. Right now, we're three guys out based in Virginia. And we're all programmers, tech guys, and we try to do everything as it comes to app development. So we try to take over design and, marketing and business decisions and things like that.
Awesome.
And our focus right now is the photography space. We're trying to innovate and make that experience more fun for our end users and also simpler, and try to streamline the entire photography experience on the mobile space as well as the web space.
So are you all photographers before you were developers, or do you mix and match?
Not really. I mean,
you just found that to be a space that is in need of some good apps.
Yeah, I think the interesting thing to note about smartphones these days is everyone uses it as a phone and everyone uses it as a camera.
Mm-hmm.
The other features, sometimes people use them, sometimes the people don't. But the camera is really a staple of the smartphone, and we thought that was just a really good opportunity to try to focus on that technology as it relates to the smartphone.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I do a lot of work with both Windows Phone applications and Windows 8 applications, and the photography apps are always, where I run to because they're like the most fun.
Yeah, they're really accessible for a wide audience, and they're just fun.
Yeah. Totally. So we know that we're going to talk about CamWow. Are there other apps that you guys have built before this?
Before
or is this your big hit?
This is our first big hit. Since then, we've worked on other initiatives to try to expand on the success and just kind of port CamWow to other platforms.
Right.
So another app we've worked on is called Labels, which takes a photo and allows the user to add colorful ribbons and text to them, just mm-hmm. to add context to the photo. And we're also working on a platform called Picmobo, which is a photo sharing platform.
Cool.
Which would allow our users to upload photos directly from our applications like CamWow, Labels, and have them stored and to make it easier for them to store and share their photos.
Right on. Very cool. So what's a day in the life like of you? How does it happen? You wake up, you go to work, do you just start coding right away?
it's very unstructured. I think every morning me and the rest of my team, we try to have a morning meeting
mm-hmm.
and just touch base on and plan out what the rest of the day is going to look like. And then from there, we have our tasks, and we try to split up and focus on completing our tasks for the day. So, and it really varies because we're trying to stay very flexible in terms of our strategy and try to target a lot of different technologies, such as the Windows Phone and Android phones potentially, and the internet, just the web pages in general. So every day is very different for us.
Just depending on what needs
really
to get
depends.
Done.
Yeah.
Okay.
We, every day, I mean, just, depending on the emails you receive that day and just the next tasks that you have to finish, the day could just look very different.
Cool. So. Well, let's talk about the app specifically. I've tooled around with it. I think it's really fun. How would you explain it to our audience?
It's a real-time effects photography app. So what it does is it takes your camera and it applies a real-time effect to it. So as you're looking at your camera and you're seeing the video feed of the camera preview, you see effects that distort your face or add color effects, add rainbow colors, black
right.
and white type things.
Yeah, and it's really cool. I've noticed with a lot of the other filter applications for photography. You take your picture, and then you can add a filter and change it and things like that. But, it's a process to figure out what this filter is going to look like and what that filter is going to look like. Where with your app, you get to see them all right there immediately.
Right.
So it sort of, gives you the end result before you have to, make your decision of to which filter you want.
Sure, yeah. The live preview really makes the experience a lot more engaging.
Yeah.
And just a lot more fun. You don't even have to take a picture to enjoy the application at that point. A lot of times we see young kids, they just like seeing their face distorted, and they'll just stare at it for
hours. I want a picture of the preview screen that shows all four apps. Is that possible?
All four apps?
Not for all four apps, all four filters. Because you'll have different filters on your phone screen.
Yeah, absolutely. We actually have that. I mean, you can open up the filter pick selection screen, and you can see just a bunch of filters all at the same time.
And I can take a still of that?
You can take a screenshot.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I want, because I was like, this is so cool with all the different, little pictures in the screen at one time. So that's just my suggestion. Take it or leave it.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll definitely think about it.
All right, so let's talk about the process of building this app. So you've built applications for other mobile devices?
Yeah, we started off working on the iPhone, and since its success, since our apps have gotten some success on that platform, we're thinking about other platforms to expand to. And Windows Phone was just one of the many options that are out there. It turned out to be, we wanted to. I think a lot of people just go towards the Android as a second device,
mm-hmm.
Just because of market share. But we thought that expanding to the Windows Phone might be a unique opportunity because. At the time it was very new, and it just would tap into a user base that other people aren't really focused on.
Yeah, absolutely. Sort of an untapped market, right?
Absolutely.
So what was your experience like? Were there was it a positive experience? Did you enjoy developing for the Windows Phone? Were there some complaints you'd like to raise?
No, I think the experience was very positive for us. It was very easy for us to jump right into Windows Phone 8 development. The languages C# and C++ were very familiar to us,
mm-hmm.
just because any programmer that's programmed for a while has gained some experience with C++, if you've programmed as long as I have.
Yeah.
So it was just really easy to jump into that language because it was a very familiar place, and the framework was flexible enough that it really allowed us to work in the paradigms that we're used to. So everything that we wanted to do was just There weren't very many hurdles that we had to jump over in terms of implementing the app. It was very straightforward for us.
So in terms of the time that it took you, would you say it was more, less, or equal to developing for other platforms?
It's a little unfair because this is the second iteration,
mm-hmm.
of the same application. So the technologies, a lot of the technologies we were already we already understood how to implement some of the technologies at that time. But I'd say in terms of I'd say that developing for the Windows Phone 8 was a lot faster than what we expected it to be. Things just turned out to be easier than. I guess we really beat our expectations in terms of how long it would take. I think that the documentation for the platform was really good, and it really helped us kind of just hit the ground running in terms of developing.
Cool.
And the process was just, I think it just didn't have very many surprises.
Awesome.
So.
Cool. Well, do you have any tips for other people out there, other developers who are thinking of developing for Windows Phone 8?
I think there's two things I would suggest. One is to really take a look at the sample applications that they put out. There's example projects. There's a bunch of example projects that,
mm-hmm.
that Microsoft engineers put out, and they're really good to look at to try to understand a new technology or to get started really quickly. And from there. Getting used to navigating the documentation was, for us, a really big boost in productivity.
Mm-hmm.
So I would focus on looking at the sample projects out there, and also the sample projects built by Microsoft engineers, and to take a good look at the documentation and understand how to navigate that.
Great, great. That's really good advice. Now, what about Visual Studio? How is your experience with Visual Studio?
Visual Studio, I think, it's been around for a long time. And it was the IDE I used when I was if I did anything in school, mm-hmm. then, you know, we would always use Visual Studio. So it was a very comfortable environment. No complaints.
No complaints.
I mean, it's a very powerful and very...
Absolutely.
I mean, there's not really much that... I mean, it's definitely top-notch in terms of IDEs out there.
Yeah.
Can't really complain about it. I mean,
cool. Now, you mentioned earlier before the interview that you were going to start developing some Windows 8 apps as well.
Yes.
Talk to me about that. How's that going?
For that, I think we're just exploring that as an option. After our experience with the Windows Phone 8, we realized that the APIs were a lot less daunting than we maybe thought before actually experiencing it.
Uh-huh.
So we just saw that, you know, because the API and the documentation is so easy to approach, that we just had some ideas and we wanted to take a look at that platform as a potential option.
Yeah, well, you should.
Absolutely.
I mean, I know one of the things that we are really trying to get the word out there is that if you have developed for Windows Phone 8, that it's not going to be that difficult to jump over to Windows 8. So, I mean, that's definitely a message we're trying to get out there, and I want you to do it and then come back and report on your experience.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that's exactly our line of thought, too. It was that... We knew that the Windows Phone 8 APIs were basically a subset of what you can do in Windows 8 mm-hmm. on the desktop. So just getting used to doing things on the Windows Phone, we knew that a lot of that skill would translate well to the desktop, too.
Great. Now, I just want to talk one really quick about the live preview again. So when you were implementing that, what would you say your biggest challenge was? Was there things that particularly were like points of pain for you in getting that to work properly?
I think the technology behind the live preview is a little more sophisticated just because it operates on a lower level.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot less hand-holding when you're trying to implement that kind of feature because you really need to focus on making it performant. As you mentioned before, some photo apps out there will take a picture and then afterwards just apply a single effect.
Yeah.
And when you're doing that, it's a lot less important to make it very fast, right? Because you only have to do it once.
Sure.
When you have to do it once per frame and just keep updating it, then you really want to make sure that your filters are done in a very as fast as possible so that that experience can remain as engaging and as fluid as possible.
Right.
So I think the main challenge was basically staying at a low level and really having to understand the technologies underlying the addition of those effects. To keep the performance as good as possible.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I think the performance is great. I absolutely love CamWow, and I suggest you all give it a shot and then start developing for Windows 8 as well as Windows Phone 8. So what are you working on next? What's in your future?
Okay, our next initiative as a company is to launch PicMobo, which is a platform that's going to unify our photography application, so users will be able to share and store their photos in the cloud across different platforms and their devices. We're also working on a couple of photography applications. We're going to do a full launch of our labels application, which allows users to add text
it's
and
like
ribbons.
Captioning.
Yeah, captioning and things like that. Just to add a little bit of context and flavor to their photos. And you know, we're always looking to improve on just the photography landscape in general. So we're going to see what we can do there.
Cool. Well, you guys are really sort of pushing the boundaries, and I love what you've done so far. I can't wait to see what else you come out with. Hopefully you dip into Windows 8 development as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
You never know.
Yeah, I think we're gonna try to see what we can do. There's a lot more power when you work on the desktop.
Yeah.
So we're going to see what we can do there on the Windows 8
Yeah, and
platform.
You have to come back and report with us. So thank you for coming by and sharing your experience with us here on Developer Diaries.
Absolutely. Thanks.